Chad Moyer with you here on KTIC, and it is time for our Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain program. And of course, Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln is with us once again here. This is part two of our series on the weather markets, and it seems like we're definitely in one of those, Jeff. Last week we talked about, you know, okay, let's try and define what a weather market is and what it teaches us. Just kind of quickly highlight last week's conversation, Jeff.
Yeah, so when we go back in a weather market, I think it brings a lot more emotion than we normally see. So we're trying to help manage that emotion in the weather market. And what it happens also, some of the movement of it is counterintuitive a little bit, Chad. We know in a weather market, we start off with the forecast of actually drier and hotter conditions. And then if the rains don't materialize, then we see the crop conditions come down and ultimately clear at the very end of it, we end up seeing yield forecasts come down. Now, we're not to that point in this weather market. We're kind of in the stage where we've had a drier forecast, and then we've got situations where areas are getting dry and the crop conditions coming down. So we'll have to continue to watch and see whether or not the yields pull back. Things we've learned from them is that as the market's moving higher on a weather market, we know that it's going to roll over much quicker than we think, and we know it's going to actually roll over prior to the rains many times actually happening. And there's going to be a tremendous amount of emotion, especially when we're below break-even prices as we relate to these. So that's where we want to give them a few tips on how to handle that, Chad.
Well, yeah, let's continue our discussion on that. And, you know, with this, if it's going to move the market like a weather market does, what impact does that have on our break even? I mean, should we revisit that, do you think, Jeff?
Yeah, I do. And the reason I do is that this time of year, it's a good time. You can get out in the field, start getting an idea of where your yield early in the year. You think about your expected yield and you know where your actual production history is, but start getting some ideas and ranges on where this crop could come in. And the other reason I like to work on the break even this time of year is we have a better idea where our expenses are. Now, we've still got some expenses we're going to have yet during the season, but we're starting to get a pretty good handle on where our expenses are. Now, I'm not bringing up the break-even idea. I think this year it could be very hard to end up getting a chance to sell above the break-even, but we still need to do those calculations, Chad.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Now, and again, this kind of goes back to this idea of moving the market, and I know this is a question that you can answer either looking forward in your crystal ball or looking in the rearview mirror, but related to a weather market, is there a recommendation on how many bushels you should actually commit or price in these situations?
Yeah, and what I would generally say is that if we consider just kind of a normal year in here, or even a year where with the weather market we'd get a bounce up to high enough levels, we'd normally recommend getting sold up to our insured levels. I think that's just a good common practice every year. Now, this year, as people come in here, what we're finding is many are not sold, probably have a lot of new crops sold. So what it probably looks like now is, if the prices don't get any higher than where we're at right now, Chad, I think we're probably just going to want to get sold up to what we need to move, maybe at harvest and then through the end of the year, and then hope for some bigger moves as we get out into the first part of the year, maybe based on some South American weather.
All right. So some of that might play into our logistics at harvest time, just getting that covered, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I see. You mentioned you in the earlier program this morning, you talked about the latest fund position. Is that something that we have to monitor in a weather market?
It's even more important in a weather market, Chad, to monitor that fund position, because that's the big money. They're the ones who could end up swinging this market either tremendously higher, tremendously lower. So it is very important to still continue to monitor those fund positions. And if anybody'd like more information on how to track those, just reach out to me and I can give them some good resources on that, Chad.
All right. Sounds good. So, okay, let's take all of this discussion that we've talked about. What is a weather market? The lessons that it's taught us, our break evens, what we need to watch outside of the markets in things of that nature. So, okay, tie it all together. How do we use all of this in our marketing plan to actually trigger sales and price bushels?
So if you're an individual who wants to try to go ahead and sell into this then weather market, I'd recommend setting different price targets and moving bushels as the market goes up. Me personally, if I was just doing it on my own though, and how we like to do it here is we still like to let the technical indicators let us know. That stochastic we've talked about, let us see a rollover in that and see a sell signal on that. And that gives us the confidence to then go ahead and make the sale, Chad.
All right, very good. We've talked about the weather markets here the last couple of weeks, and you can always go to our website, kticradio.com. Under the markets tab, there is a section there that says Using Your Bean. You can click on and hear previous Using Your Bean programs. And Jeff, if folks would like to talk to you personally and talk about some of these concepts and how it can all fit into their own individual plan, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com or follow me on Twitter at JeffPeterson01.
All right, there it is. Thank you much. That's Jeff Peterson, Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln, and are Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain program here on KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.